We are, of course, coming off a weekend, and there's always things that are happening on the weekend when it comes to the world of athletics that sometimes we like to reference. And, you know, the past couple of weeks on Mondays, there really hasn't been much to reference when it comes to our Detroit Tigers. But lo and behold, we're coming off a successful weekend as the Tigers were winning both Saturday and Sunday. And we all know the reason why, that the Tigers finally had some success. We've been talking about it with some references on air. Pat Johnston and I have been engaged in this conversation off the air. The Tigers just needed to call up Riley Green and all would be good.
Oh, that's right. That's all they needed.
And it was.
It sure was.
Well, at least for 2 days, right?
Yeah.
Hey, 2 days now makes a legend.
That's right.
I mean, it was anticipated.
It was, yep.
And from all that you heard, if you were listening to the broadcast with Dan Dickerson and Jim Price, there was a little added excitement in the clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. I think also probably in the crowd.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. This is a guy that we thought at the start of the season would be up. He and the Spencer Torkelson duo were going to be ready to be dynamic from day one.
Mm-hmm.
Then he got hurt.
Yep.
And up until yesterday, all it was anticipation.
Right.
Or
right.
Saturday, I should say.
Yeah, he made a difference.
He did, right away.
Yeah, got his first hit and his first at-bat, right? Mm-hmm.
He got on base 4 times, mm-hmm. and then I had to laugh when I heard the reference. If I have it right, the first Tiger making a debut to reach base 4 times since 1991, and Scott Livingstone.
Oh, who?
That's about basically what I said.
Yeah.
I remember the name.
Do you? Okay. Yeah, I think I do too.
I just hope that what Riley did as his debut, Ty Scott, there'll be more that we'll talk about from Riley Green in 20 years than we did with Scott Livingstone.
Let's hope.
And Cabrera passed Whitaker in the number of hits, career hits, I understand.
As a Tiger. Is mm-hmm. that what it was?
I believe so, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
That's a Tiger, yeah.
But, so... reached base. And yesterday, though, he didn't get a hit, got on base 2 more times with walks.
Right. That's right. So good eye at the plate. And what, since this is the first time the Tigers have scored 5+ runs in consecutive games, right?
Exactly right.
No.
Exactly right.
It's all because of Riley Green.
Riley Green.
There you go.
He is the one. Give him the MVP award right now.
I mean, Spencer Torkelson is hitting right behind Riley Green the last 2 days, right, I think?
So. Yes.
And what, I think he went 4 for 9. These last 2 games, hit some, got a couple of RBIs, and I'm wondering if just having Riley Green there may have, I don't know, relaxed them since they played in the minors together, and they were going to come up here together at the same time. So
they
I don't know.
They played together, mm-hmm. they roomed together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were best buds.
You never know. Some baseball, everything, it's all strange how things work.
All those relationships, and sometimes just the littlest things can affect you. And
right.
Now, obviously, as we said, it's only been 2 games.
Only 2 games, and they're on Fenway tonight, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know.
We'll really find out what the magic of Riley Green is against the Red Sox.
I'm trying to remember who it was. Someone had gone 0 for 11 at the plate and then busted out with a home run.
Well, it could have been, was that Robbie Grossman, perhaps?
Yeah, Grossman.
Well, there you go. Robbie Grossman hits his first 2 home runs of the season when Riley Green arrived.
Uh-huh.
So
it's like when Roy Hobbs, joined the New York Knights, right? It turns them around.
Riley Green, he's our living natural. it was fun.
It was needed fun. I think Tiger fans just needed.
Yeah,
it's been a tough year, and so at least for a couple days, and on a weekend, it was nice to see.
Well, will it be sustained? Who knows? But at least for a couple of games. I think the Tigers certainly will have more positive days with Riley Green in the lineup.
Right.
I mean, I just, for everything he displayed going through the minors to getting to this point in his career, as it's now officially underway. We wish him well and keep yourself injury free, please.
Yes.
Riley Green, and have some fun.
Yep.
And find out what happens as far as the rest of the season goes. It's only middle of June.
Mm-hmm.
If the Tigers are going to do anything, they've got to do it now. And they've what we need is one of those Atlanta Brave winning streaks. 14 games in a row.
That would help.
I'd set up for 3 games in a row.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Starting tonight. Well, anyway, it was fun.
It was.
We should take mention, as long as we're talking baseball, just a little softball. We need to congratulate both Millington in Division III.
Mm-hmm.
And Unionville Sebewing in Division IV. We have two softball champions within the broadcast area. Millington wins in the bottom of the eighth. It was extra innings. It was a walk-off. Wow. And Unionville Sebowing now has 8 state championships, which I believe ties a record.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, they got a powerhouse softball. Mm-hmm. It's been unreal what they've done over the past number of years.
Yes.
But want to make sure we get that congratulations in so the girls now can enjoy their summer.
Yeah.
School's been out for a couple of weeks, but I just thought that it would have been cool. Never had close to this when I was playing baseball because we always lost early, but I always thought to myself, how cool would that be to know that school's out and yet we're still playing baseball.
Yeah, still playing some
sports. That would be a lot of fun. That'd be a lot of fun. A lot of attention being paid to the U.S. Open.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Fitzpatrick, your winner?
Yeah. I'll tell you what. That was one of the more entertaining final rounds I had watched in a while. And how it came down to the final putt. I feel sorry for Will Zalatoris, youngster. He's been on the cusp, I think, for the last year and a half. And he was just putting to tie it, to force the playoff, which I believe in the U.S. Open is an 18-hole playoff, I believe.
They're still
on
doing that, yeah.
I think so. I don't know. I should have looked into that. But how it just slid just past the hole by an inch. You know, the crowd, oh! But give Fitzpatrick credit. I mean, he really did. That he had a shot at the 18th. He hit it in the bunker, his drive into the bunker, and he hit this beautiful second shot from the bunker right onto the green, and that essentially won it for him.
And, of course, always playing tough U.S. Open courses.
Yep.
Which I forgot the golfer's name. Was it Saturday? Was it Sunday? Who was it that tomahawked the golf club after having a bad shot and then snapped?
Oh, I saw.
Snapped another club over his knee.
I did see it. I forget who it is. Yeah. I saw it too. Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, this guy was not happy. I can't remember. I just completely blanked out about his name.
I guess he didn't need that club for the rest of the day.
Apparently not.
Or he didn't care.
Anything but that club.
Yeah, right.
Golf can be frustrating, and the frustration showed.
Yeah it was close right at the end.
It was.
Could have gone either way.
Yeah.
Could have been a playoff.
Yeah, that's right. And Scottie Scheffler, the Masters winner, just falls short too. I mean, it was good. It was rather entertaining, and that's right. It all wraps up. The majors wrap up next month with the British Open.
On Saturday, Scheffler, I think it was Saturday, Scheffler had a 31 on the front nine.
Yep.
And went to the back and got a double bogey.
Yeah.
He blew it and he blew his game right there.
Yeah, it looked like he was maybe getting ready to run away with it. But that back nine on Saturday changed everything.
Brutal.
And everybody's hoping Tiger will be able to go for the British Open. I know that's what he's aiming for.
Mm-hmm. That's what he said, that he would not play the U.S. Open because he wanted to make sure he was as healthy as possible because he wanted to play the Open.
Yeah.
The Open Championship, as it's known.
Is it at St. Andrews this year?
I think it is. Is it not?
I think it is, too.
It's another reason why he wanted to play there, too. So
I hope his leg will hold up for him, and some of these courses can be rough the way they're laid out.
Yep.
Man, we'll find out. But just some of the acknowledgments of things happening this weekend that we have for you here on the Morning Team Show on a Monday.